Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a special guest. Transformational coach Richard Ross will be here to give us a special emotional freedom and healing release to release anxieties related to fearful headlines such as the economy or flu, or for a personal situation, and I'll also give you a prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that if you're about to start a new company, launch a website, introduce a new product or service, or sign an important contract, those are important times to get a custom timing. Of course, it's a good start to have my good timing guide, so you know it's a good date for a new start with a good final result. But very important activities, which can make you a lot of money, really need a custom timing, because even good days in the guide can have bad financial times during the day. So it's an important investment to get a good time of day for your location to do something really important. And you can call me for a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time, get some great timing tips, and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be prepared for the major economic changes we're going through. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, it's hard not to notice all the miscommunications, confusing situations, and even misleading and sometimes deceitful information in the news. Have you experienced some schedule changes? Trouble with traffic not moving too swiftly, or is your computer acting up, or your emails giving you trouble? We're in the period known as Mercury retrograde now through May 30th. This is a time when we typically find our mistakes, fix them, learn something new, and catch up. I always look forward to this period as I know it's my chance to catch up. That's something I always need to do, so I appreciate setting this time aside for this. But holy cow, this Mercury retrograde is a real doozy. We're finding so many mistakes and missing information in our financial records that we've had to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And you may be encountering your own version of this scenario where there's a lot of confusion, missing or misunderstood details. I want you to know this is not personal. It's just the nature of this Mercury retrograde. So anticipate delays with all of this. And just cool your jets and be patient. It'll get done, but it'll probably take longer than you expect. So you may as well have a good laugh instead of getting frustrated. That will help you keep money flowing to you a lot faster. So remember, do yourself a big, big favor and schedule a lot less than you usually do. That way you'll have time in your schedule for these surprises that need fixing. And you'll be able to catch up, which is one of the primary purposes of this period. This period is also excellent for learning or relearning something. And if you have a class or workshop to take, this is a great time to do it. It's also wonderful for making repairs and fixes of all sorts and for recycling anything. So, great time to have those yard and garage sales. Get with it. Now, two other things to remember about this Mercury retrograde. One is that we may encounter situations where somebody says something that hurts us or brings up an old wound. And if this happens to you, it's actually a gift. The universe is doing its part to help you release an old wound that needs to come to light again and get healed. Often with a deep wound, we heal it in layers. So if this comes up now, find a way to heal and release it. And in the next segment, Richard Ross will give you a good example of a release tool that you can use. Now, this particular Mercury retrograde is extra challenging due to a lot of confusion, misleading information, and even deception. This is showing up politically with some very interesting situations. One thing, do you know why the banks suddenly look profitable? That's because even though the value of those bad loans hasn't improved an iota, the government is now allowing them to value them differently. Originally, they were required to mark their loans down to the value of the present market. This was known as mark-to-market. But with so much bleeding in the financial industry going on, the regulators changed the rules and allowed them to value the loans higher. So this is a good example of the kind of confusing information you're seeing out there now. Even the government came out and said that the banks need only about $599 billion in order to stay solvent. Wow, that seems like a lot of money, doesn't it? But don't believe that number. That's probably based on the misinformation that the banks are now giving us related to those loans they've revalued to something higher than reality. So I'm just saying that there's a lot of reason for skepticism with whatever information we're being given lately. We won't know the true situation until probably this summer or early fall. But at the very earliest, it will be mid-June before we get past this confusing and misleading information. Now, the next cycle I want to mention is that today, May 15th, and tomorrow, May 16th, have an orange final result in the Good Timing Guide. Now, that means that something you're expecting to work out is not going to come together. So this is not a good day to start a new project, sign a contract, or even start a job. I call this a falling out because something you're expecting to happen falls apart instead. So wait until Monday to start something new. And if you do that, remember, you will still have a lot of delays and confusion with your project throughout the entire project. So beware. Not the best time to start anything new. The next cycle I'm going to tell you about is Sun Sextile Uranus. This cycle is peaking today on May 15th, and it stays in range through Monday, May 18th. The cycle is associated with leaders making changes and often proposing radical or different ideas. We can see this happening this week when Timothy Geithner, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, proposed new plans to regulate the derivatives markets. Wow, that is a big deal, you guys. And we can also see this in the new U.S. drug czar, Gil Karolikowski, who announced a major change by saying that we're not in a war on drugs. He wants to focus on reducing the demand side and treating it as a health problem. Now, this cycle of Sun Sextile Uranus could also indicate that you're in the mood to do something different. Yes, and you may have the opportunity to do just that. If so, take advantage of it. It'll be fun. It's also a good time to promote via broadcast media or the internet, emails, etc. This Sunday, May 17th, the Sun and Mercury are so close together as though they are one planet. This indicates a strong alignment of our wills with our thoughts. And for most of us, this Sunday could be a time to get something done that's been on our to-do list for ages. This can be a time when we're finally in full alignment to get it done. Now, the catch to all of this is that we also have Sun square Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Oh boy. That's in addition to Mercury also being square to Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. So we're getting a double whammy here. This leads to a lot of confusion, possible misleading, or outright deception going on. Now, the Sun, square, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are peaking today on May 15th through the 16th, and they stay in range through May 20th next week. The Sun and Mercury square Jupiter are relatively good cycles, but you could attempt to overexpand, or you could be overconfident about something that's not going to work at all. Or you could just spend a lot of time talking and not get much done. It's a great time to learn something, though, or just go exploring. And with the Sun and Mercury both square Neptune, usually this is a time when leaders are unclear on the details of their vision. Or we might find leaders deluding themselves, or in some cases, actually deceiving the public. Now, this applies to any leader, not just political ones. And it could include you if you're the leader of your family or an organization. This is actually a great time to rethink things and to check in with your intuition, too. And when you do that, you'll gain a great deal more clarity. So tap into that intuition, because logic is not the primary choice for this cycle. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. To get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. To get your copy, just look for it under, look for the link under What's New on the home page. And I know we're coming up to a break. Do you want to become more prosperous? Releasing anxiety out of your body is a great help for that. When I come back after this short break, transformational coach Richard Ross will give us a short release for anxieties from fearful headlines, the economy, flu, or any personal situation. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson, online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the Breakthrough Human Performance Formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have a special guest. Transformational coach Richard Ross is here to do a short emotional freedom and healing release for us so we can release any anxieties that we may have related to the economy, the flu, or other fearful headlines, or for that matter, any personal situations that we're encountering. Richard Ross is a nationally recognized coach, mentor, and facilitator of emotional freedom and healing releases, a powerful, life-changing modality for releasing old limiting patterns and belief systems. He works with clients all over the world by telephone to help them create more prosperity, fulfillment, and balance in their lives. Richard has appeared on national television and radio to discuss his work and demonstrate it directly to all who listen and follow along with his guidance. Perhaps most important from my perspective is that Richard has been my coach and got me through one of the toughest periods in my life. He's an incredible resource for many types of release work, healing work, and transformational work. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you, Madeline.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for that great introduction.
Oh, you are so welcome. First of all, I just want to ask you, if you can tell our listeners what an emotional freedom and healing release is.
Yes, certainly. The easiest way to explain that is when we experience emotional or physical difficulties, and this is when we're young and even now, but mostly when we're young is what I'm speaking about, those incidences or traumas, if you will, and again, it can be physical, it can be emotional, those traumas create an energy imbalance in the body. And emotional healing and freedom, the work that I do, is designed to release those emotional imbalances. And the reason they need to be released is because as we go into adulthood, there are events in our life that tend to trigger those imbalances. So we really don't want them there anymore. We want them to be gone. And that is the work that I do.
And so essentially, until they're released, we keep re-experiencing them again. Is that right?
That's exactly right. They kind of take control of our reality, even though it makes no logical sense to us.
Right, right.
Yes.
So how do the releases work? I mean, how do you actually do them and make them work?
Yes, the reason they work, I mean, one of the main principles of this particular kind of healing work is based on the principles of Chinese medicine or acupuncture or acupressure. And in this case, there's no needles involved, there's no pain involved at all. It's simply touching or tapping certain meridian points, which I guide my clients through. And when that happens, with the intention of healing, when that happens, the energy imbalances that are stored in the body are released. They're released for all time. In other words, this is not simply like taking an aspirin. This is getting that event out of your body, getting that emotional signature of that event released from your system.
But now, if you had a fairly major situation or traumatic event, it could take you more than one time to release it. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. That is correct. That is correct. Most of the situations that come to me, and especially what we are doing here today, it's about a particular focus. It's about focusing on a particular kind of issue and releasing that. It doesn't mean that whatever created that is going to be gone forever. But what it will mean is our particular fears that are happening now because of certain stimuli will be released, and we will feel better.
Got it. So what is your intention for this particular release that you're going to do for us?
Well, when you turn this over to me to do the release, I'll repeat the intention for the listeners. I'll actually guide through it. But what we are releasing today is all of the fears, the anxiety, everything that is being stirred up by the economy, by the headlines, and by how it's affecting us in our life. That is the intention, to release all of that.
And I want to thank you for volunteering to do this for all of our listeners, because there have been so many negative headlines, either about the economy, the flu, or, you know, you name it, it's just out there everywhere. And I so appreciate you coming on and giving people an example of how we can release this stuff out of our bodies fairly quickly and gently, actually. And so I want to turn this over to you for doing the release so that our listeners have enough time to get through that. So
okay.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. So let's each of us, and I'm going to ask everybody listening to this call to just follow along with me, take a full deep breath in and slowly exhale. And we call on all our guides, helpers, all the support that we have to release all of our fears about the current headlines, the flu, the economy, our own physical, emotional, and financial well-being. We release all of our fears in any of those areas. So be it, so it is. And another full breath in and slowly exhale. And we are going to use 4 points in this process, 4 meridian points, and I will guide you through them right now. And please, whoever's listening to this, please tap briefly on those points just to find them. And they're very easy to find. The first one is on the inside end of either eyebrow, so it's nearer the bridge of the nose. Just tap on the eyebrow nearer the nose, the end of the eyebrow nearer the nose. Next point is under the eye on the bone, under either eye, doesn't matter. Just tap on the bone under the eye. The next one is tapping under the nose above the upper lip. And the next one is tapping below the lower lip on the chin, the crease of the chin. And what we're going to be doing here in this process are 3 things. I will be guiding you through each point. I'll be making a statement, and I'll ask you to just repeat that statement after me. Just repeat it out loud if you can. And then I'll ask you to take a full deep breath in and out. That's all. This is a very simple and a short process. If I were working with you individually in a regular session, I would be using more points, and we'd, of course, be focusing on particularly what you brought to the call. But for now, let's begin with tapping on the inside end of either eyebrow, just a steady tapping, and just repeat after me. Part of me is doubting.
Part of me is doubting
that anything this brief and simple exercise can do will actually help me. And keep tapping and take a full breath in and slowly exhale. And still at the eyebrow, same place, keep tapping, releasing all my fears completely now.
Releasing all my fears completely now.
And hold that point and take a full breath in and exhale. And move to under the eye, tapping on the bone under either eye, releasing all my fears completely now.
Releasing all my fears completely now.
And keep tapping and hold and take a full breath in and out. And under the nose, above the upper lip, tapping, releasing all my fears completely now.
Releasing all my fears completely now.
And hold, and a full breath in and out. And below the lower lip, tapping on the crease of the chin, releasing all my fears completely now.
Releasing all my fears completely now.
And hold that point and take a full breath in and slowly exhale. And that is the process for now. Drink plenty of water after this, everybody on this call. And I turn this over to you, Madeline.
Just taking that drink of water.
Yes, that's good.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Richard. That was very helpful, and I actually felt a fair amount of release there, so I'm happy that we had a chance to do this. Now, I understand that you have a full one-hour release that anyone can download and experience a full process whenever they want for only $9.95. So how can our listeners access this?
Yes, well, you can access it in a number of different ways. The link to that site that describes this call, this one-hour exercise, the link is on your Polaris Guides page for the radio show. It's also on Dr. Pat's site for the radio show, and it's also on my site, which is emotionalfreedom.com.
Great.
Yes, and when you get to my site, emotionalfreedom.com, you just click on healing products, and it's the first one there.
Okay, super. That is great. And it's well worth it to do a full release if you have been experiencing any stress at all from listening to the news and watching what's unfolding. And as I have mentioned in previous shows, it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. And thank you so much, Richard, for coming on the show today.
You're very welcome, Madeline.
Okay.
And anybody that downloads that call can listen to it anytime, whenever they wish.
Right. That's right. Yes. That's right. It's great. Yes. Thank you so much, Richard.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at Total Transformation.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with the unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go into the phone lines there, Madeline. We have Joanne calling in from Seattle, and she's not feeling so hot lately as far as health-wise. Let's see what we have for her as far as the charts and the reading. Her birth date is 4/16 of 42 at 1:30 p.m., and she was born in Seattle as well. So, Joanne, welcome to the show. Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello, Madeline.
So glad you could check in here today. Tell me what's going on in terms of not feeling so well.
I gave up a 5-year relationship of someone I took for granted and loved very dearly. However, my body has completely stressed out, and I believe it's irritable bowel syndrome. It hits me about 3 times in the morning, and then I'm fine for the rest of the day.
I see.
Tremors. And left leg, hip kind of numbness. So I did acupuncture this week and a massage, and
okay,
that helped some.
Okay. And do you know what's causing the tremors?
Stress.
Stress. Okay, so there's...
From giving up the relationship.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just looking at your chart in general, and it looks to me like you have that kind of potential for some kind of tremors or stressful nervous reaction, should I say, just any time you do get overstressed. It's just almost like your instinctive reaction to it. But at the moment, it's getting a little bit perhaps more energy than you might normally get. but it's not negative, and anything that you are doing in the way of electrical energy for it will help. So things like the acupuncture or Reiki or any kind of energy work will actually help to calm it down, I think.
Okay.
So so anything that you can do or continue to do along those directions should be helpful to you. Now, do you have any problems with medications or anything like that where you know, or you might get something, some like a doctor would give you something and it doesn't necessarily work the way they think it will, or you're overly sensitive to it?
I am overly sensitive to medication.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So, you know, I would probably recommend that you not do too much with the allopathic you know, profession, because they're not equipped to handle your body in a way that would be appropriate for it. So anything you can do naturopathically or, you know, acupuncture,
yeah,
massage, those kinds of things will be a lot better for you. Now, in terms of the, you said irritable bowel syndrome. Because that was such a, you have quite a stress going on right now.
Yes.
With that particular situation. Do you have, you might actually be a good candidate to call Richard Ross, whom we just heard, and do an emotional freedom and healing release with him for this situation. That would
I did hear him.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear the first part of the show? He was just on.
Yes, I did, and went through the exercise that he suggested.
Good.
That you were doing on the radio.
Good. And you might be a good candidate to do that for releasing the situation related to the relationship.
Okay.
You see, so that you can essentially allow your body to heal, you know, from that situation. That probably was a repeat of something that happened earlier in your lifetime.
Possibly.
Or possibly a previous lifetime. I've had that situation occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could release that, it would actually help you to move forward.
Okay.
In terms of that situation. What is your body is looking for at this time is release.
Okay.
It's bringing up this stuff because it's looking to heal it and release it, and you can't really heal it without releasing it. So any tools that you can use for release work would be things that could really assist you during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any other questions that you are looking for an answer to?
What about this fellow? He would like to come back, still loves me dearly.
Why did you split up?
I asked him to leave because it was after 5 years, and we had split up a couple of different times. It's just too smothering, 24/7, lack of trust.
Oh, I see.
Jealousy.
Uh-huh. Well, could you transform the relationship into something where you don't live together?
I would. That was my suggestion, that he live at his home, I live at mine, and we would date.
Okay.
And he wants to live with. He wants 24/7. He's very insecure.
Okay. Well, you might not be able to make it work, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could reiterate your offer to live separately because you need certain boundaries.
Definitely.
And, you know, part of the challenge to release this stuff with the irritable bowel syndrome is related to being able to release that pattern of enabling somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that's, you know, part of the irritation, you know, of being able to release somebody. And I'm not suggesting that you guys don't love each other. You just have an unhealthy pattern.
Yes.
So, you know, try again and see if you can make that offer and make that transition. And if not, you will probably need to think of something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we're compatible. We keep repeating the same process.
Okay. Well, if you, it might be a good idea to have a compatibility consultation. That takes a little bit longer than what we can do by radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something for you to think about. And but like I said, try seeing if he can switch over, you know, transmute the relationship to you guys living separately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see how that works.
Yeah.
And it's Mercury retrograde, so now's a good time to try something again. I'd wait until you have a good day with a good final result and then reiterate it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. You take care. Okay. When I come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Call me now. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234. or visit bodyimagemastery.com.
Bella Genza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEGENZA.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. So, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. And real fast, do you want to go with Karen or Monique? I just want to make sure you got the right chart up there.
I've got both of them.
Okay, so let's actually go to Monique. She is calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a little bit more long distance, so we'll take care of this call first. She wants to make a major shift in her life, more of a spiritual direction, and her birth date is 12/25/59, so a Christmas baby in Naples, Italy, which is kind of across the pond.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. And
definitely.
She was born at 9 p.m. So, Monique, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, Monique.
Hi, Madeline. I just love your name. My niece is named Madeline.
Oh, wow. That's
it's
cool.
A great name, isn't it?
It is.
You got to name all your kids Madeline.
And now they even have Madeline dolls. I just
Whoa!
Love it.
She brings them in.
So fun. Okay, so now tell me what your situation is here for you're wanting to make a change in terms of, was it really, spirituality?
Well, yeah, around in my 40s. About the mid-40s, in your typical midlife change.
Right.
I changed careers. And, in fact, I used to be in radio.
Oh, fun.
But it was sales part, yeah. but it just seems like I was compelled to put more emphasis on the spiritual side of life rather than the monetary side of life.
Okay.
And I've just been going through a real walk. And it just seems like it's taken me a long time, but I'm committed to the intuitive
and
the spiritual awakening. And I've read Eckhart Tolle,
okay.
Love that direction and the transcendence.
Right.
I think we are all, I really do think we're all going in that direction.
And it would be hard if we don't, because of the ascension process that we're involved in at this time. And I do see that your particular, I mean, you are definitely highly intuitive. And what I would call like having a sort of a direct link to the universe at all times. It's like the universe talking in your ear all the time.
Wow. Doesn't seem that way. Sometimes it seems I'm so out of it and isolated or
alone. You have the ability to be very tuned in, and if you will follow some of your daily practices that you probably have learned by now and keep them sort of front and center so that you can always be tuned in to what the universe is trying to lead you to do, you'll be fine. It's very, very strong in your chart. In fact, you have multiple indications here of these gifts, so that you're able to easily, it's like flow for you. And, you know, not everybody has this kind of a wonderful setup for being an intuitive. What kind of work are you trying to switch over to? Or what would you like to do?
Well, you know, it's interesting because around that time when I was in radio advertising, I went to a spiritual, and I dreamed about houses all the time. And she said that I could go in the direction of, you know, real estate or a lawyer even. And I do. I can make a great case, you know.
Yes, I see that. Yes, you're very and that's actually probably why you are so good in sales.
Oh, communication.
Yeah, you're just real very, very strong that way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I just think clarity is a beautiful, fabulous, wonderful thing. And
yes.
I think it frees and is liberating for everybody if they can just, you know, find that clarity.
Exactly. And you really are set up well for radio, I have to admit, or broadcast of any type. But sales, you know, or any of that was a very good, easy choice for you to make. I can easily imagine you in that type of work.
I've also thought about, I would love to actually communicate in on a show. Actually, instead of being in the sales side of it, I think I could be very engaging in conversation and get people to get to that place of clarity. I enjoy that.
Yes, and that could be one of the good uses of your intuitive skills, is being able to use it in a broadcast situation.
Yeah. So I'm in real estate now, and it's a little interesting.
Well, you're also at this point in time going through a what I would call a transformational experience.
Indeed.
Of your core self. And I'm going to run out of time for you, but I did want to mention that. You might want to call me to get a consultation so we could talk about that further, but it's a fairly major cycle, you know, to transform yourself at your core self. Very core self, yeah.
I'm ready to take it on.
Okay, cool. I love to hear that, and thank you so much for calling in.
What's your phone number?
Oh, 877-524-8300.
Cool.
Okay, give me a call.
Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you for calling in, Monique.
Thanks for calling in. Wow, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't think we're as hot here today as they are down there probably today.
Definitely not.
The Sun Belt. All right, Karen from Lake Stevens is now. She is going through a little bit of, I guess, newly found relationship, or she's looking for something new. She's been divorced, and recently, the last couple of years, she's been looking for something new. So let's see if we can find something for her in her charts. Her birth date is August 19th of 59 at 5:28 p.m. in Los Angeles. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
I'm in your backyard right now. I'm driving through Arlington.
Oh, how funny.
Kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I got a little scared right there. Like, how does she know where you live? Awkward.
She knows I'm in Arlington. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, great, great place where you're driving through. So now we're running close out of time here, so I want to ask you quickly about your relationship situation. Have you met somebody recently?
I haven't.
Okay. What I see going on here for you is that you're in a healing situation right now. And this is a very, very important situation that's going on. It's going to be happening for the rest of this year. It's you may be experiencing some old wounds coming up now and then. But if so, that's just part of the healing. And it's a great time to do some release work because this is part of the healing process that we're all going through right now. But you in particular are getting this at a very more intense level, shall we say.
I agree with that. Is there anything that you would recommend to...
I would definitely think about doing some emotional freedom and healing release, a custom release, you know, such as with Richard Ross. Peg Donahue on my website under Meet Our Guides also does those. And you heard Richard probably earlier today. If you were listening, he was on.
Actually, I wasn't. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, he was
but
on
I'm,
a little bit
I'm
earlier.
Familiar with the EFT.
Yeah, and emotional freedom and healing, by the way, is a bit deeper than what EFT releases. That is my experience of it. I've done both, and the reason I promote emotional freedom and healing is just that it seems to work at a deeper level and release more stuff. But EFT is a good place to start, and it does do a lot of good. So, you know, do whatever works for you. And there's other release tools out there, too. There's TAT, there's Sedona Method, there's a few other ones out there as well. And Richard is very familiar with all those, and so, you know, if you're interested in getting a custom release, that's a great thing to do for yourself on this. And as you go through this, you're going to release things that are blocking you from having that relationship.
Do you see anything that, I guess in the future, I'm looking for a partner that's a very special partner for me, a very special spiritual partner.
Right.
Is that in there somewhere?
Well, you know, I don't have all of your cycles in front of me. I only have one set of five of them. So, and I haven't had time to look at all of them in the 4 minutes that we've talked. So, I would recommend, you know, either calling me back on another show or calling me for a love consultation. That way I could look at all of your cycles. And it would only take a half an hour. Yeah. Yeah, but
okay,
that
Madeline,
yes.
What's your phone number again?
It's 877-524-8300.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and good luck with that.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Now, on this show each week, I give out a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Notice what you say and think about money. Most of the time, these are things that we heard from our parents when we were very young. So do you ever think money doesn't grow on trees? How about some version of money is the root of all evil? Have you ever heard your parents talk about the filthy rich? These are all very subtle messages about money. They tell us that money is scarce, evil, and people who have a lot of it are dirty or did something dishonest to get it. So no one will want to have extra money if they believe these things. Or perhaps you believe you have to work hard for your money. Whatever you believe and say about money is what the universe will deliver to you. So start noticing what you think and say and believe about money and change those stories. Next Friday, on May 22nd, I'll discuss new visions for healing. We're in a vital period when we can envision new ways to live, grow, heal the planet and ourselves. That includes our economy and the financial system. So discover how you can contribute to a new way of life with your own visions for the future. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick. bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.